I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, February the 6th. I'm going to turn down my... I wonder who sits here last. Whoever it is.
We have big weekend shows.
Big weekend shows. Gosh, you see, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can also... You can also watch us live. Watch if you're watching live right now. Linda is not doing what it appears that she's doing here on the. I'm a happy boy. And speaking of happy, here's Bad Bomb.
And good morning.
So how are you, Bad Bomb?
I came back to work so I could rest.
Is that right? You have circles and bags under your eyes there.
Well, let's hear about the crab feed. Really, I'd like to hear.
Well, nothing like sitting down with, you know, well over 1,000 of your closest friends, and we just had a great time. Of course, our part of this started Thursday as soon as I got done here putting together the equipment. And then Friday all day was hanging the projectors, putting up these large screens and all that sort of stuff, which involves running around on one of those little powered lifts. And so we were already tired when the day started on Saturday when we hung all the speakers, and basically it was push, push, push for the door, for the opening and all that. And then the people showed up. And interesting thing at any of these events, it's a challenge from the point of view of getting people to focus and basically be quiet long enough for words to be said, because everybody wants to talk to their neighbor, as is human nature. So, but it was fun. It's exhausting, but it's a blast. And we had great crab.
Oh, man.
I didn't have any crab. We took some home.
But. Well, my girlfriend actually brought us over a bag last night that she got from the crab feed. So we are saving it to chomp on it tonight because, of course, it was the ribs from Memphis, Tennessee were the Super Bowl menu of yesterday.
You know,
as much as I
love my sister, and she sent us ribs from Memphis. I mean, come on. That was cool.
But fresh.
I am not into the rubbed ribs. You know, you put the spice on it, and they're cooked that way. I guess I'm more into the wet ribs, you know, with the sauce on it. I guess that's kind of what I do.
Well, it was good. But anyway, so good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to
KCNR. How are you today?
Well, good. It's currently 35 degrees.
We've got so many things going
on
today.
We do. We want to talk about...
Well, you know what? Okay, I know you've got the weather.
Yeah.
I know you've got, you know, what's happening today. I want to talk about the best and worst Super Bowl commercials. And you and I immediately picked out the worst Super Bowl commercial.
It's going to be partly sunny today with the temperatures around 65 degrees. Chance of rain tonight with our temperatures getting around 45 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, it's Valentine's weekend.
Big out
and
there.
If
yes.
you did watch the Super Bowl, you'll never forget the gorgeous brunette with the green eyes. She said, it's not hard. Show up. Be generous, and you might be surprised.
Is that what? I must have been out walking the dog during that one. Okay. Worst commercial.
Well, let's do that after the break.
Okay, we'll do it after
the break. Because we want to share some other stuff that happened
right
over the weekend.
True.
Leading up to that, and more about the crab feed and the event that we attended.
There's one person we really want to thank, though. Our veterinarian.
Yes. Dr. Bond.
We took Elk Killer down. We thought Elk Killer was acting a little strange, and Elk Killer had a minor infection. Dr. Bond took care
and
of Elk Killer.
Staff.
And his staff. I can't say enough about
them.
They're
amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I would recommend them above everything else.
And he's a bird expert.
I would let him look at me.
So you come in.
I would. I'd let him put his fingers on my lymph glands and go, And then I don't know if I've let them with the thermometer thing. I'm not into that.
Well, speaking of temperature, let's find out what's happening with the Market Minute. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, good morning, welcome, and what's happening right now?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 40 points so far this morning at 12,821. The S&P 500 is negative 3 at 1341, and the NASDAQ is negative 7 at 2898. Active stocks today include Sprint Nextel up 7 cents at $2.39 and Ford Motor Company up 12 cents at $12.91. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 3 cents at $16.11, and North Valley Bank is down a penny at $9.70. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.13%. Over in our commodity markets, crude oil is down 51 cents at $97.33. Gold is down 18.70 at $17.21.60. And silver is down 24 cents at $33.50. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
All right, there you go. Now,
hey, thank you so much. We do this at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, the Market Minute with Wells Fargo Marketeers, and they're located on
Marketeers.
They're located on Park Marina.
They should do that for costumes. The Marketeers.
Little hats with dollar signs on them. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, the Marketeers, and they come. Yeah, it's good. Little round hats with dollar signs. We gotta take a break.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Happy Monday.
People keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 712, 713 in the morning, February the 6th.
You too.
Phone lines here is 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. You can listen to us, join the chat pack, and now you can even watch us.
We love
Just go to livestream.com and look for Free Fire Radio, and there we are. Now, you know you've made it when your people that are going to yard sales find a CD. An indie guy found a CD called Something So Familiar, and it's recorded by none other than a girl named Linda Regan.
That's right.
Otherwise known as Linda Bach.
Well, you know, why not? I mean, I got to tell you, a long time ago I did an album out of Nashville that was called Cinematique, and but I called it Cinematique. And it was a rock pop album, and one day on eBay, there was a couple of these albums, and they were out of Germany, which was really interesting because at one time, my album was sold internationally.
Yeah.
From that era of my life, again, which is pop rock. So I don't look at it like, oh, gosh, you're in a garage sale. You know, you can find some real gems. You know, I listen to that album.
It's a great album.
It's your trash. It's somebody else's treasure.
Yeah, I'd like to know whose house that was so I can find out who has pictures of my wife.
Well, Indy, did you buy it? First of all, I hope so.
He did. I think he did. I think Indy guy bought it.
To tell me what you think. Let's see. That was recorded in 2003, I believe. It was 2003 is when I recorded that. Okay. It was a lot of fun, and it was I recorded it out of Sacramento and did a lot of touring with it afterwards. Okay,
right,
guys,
let's go back to
what happened over the Super Bowl.
Okay, Super Bowl. Okay, you know what the score was. You know New York won. But let's talk about something really important. The commercials. Let's talk about the commercials in there.
Halftime, rock
and
your, my
oh,
world.
And Madonna. Oh, there is a new, there's a scandal, though. MIA, when she was singing. You know, when you said, did she say that word?
No, well, it wasn't her. It was her, one of her rappers.
Well, who's MIA then?
Maybe that's one of the rapper. There were
rappers,
two rapper girls.
Right. Well,
and
one, of them,
S-H-I.
Flipped. Yeah. You don't need to spell it.
Well, I didn't.
The one of the girls flipped everybody the bird and probably used that word. So that was kind of a surprise.
Oh.
Right. But Madonna was great. Being towed in by 100 scantily clad guys.
Oh, my gosh. It was so Cleopatra. Yeah. That was the whole thing. It was
now,
just brilliant.
Now, the commercials.
Okay.
The best has to be, well, there were two of them. One was Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
Great. About America coming together and that we can win. We've been shaken, but this is just halftime. We can win.
Right.
The second one was, I think, the Fiat commercial.
Uh-huh.
Worst commercial. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Jack in a Box.
Marry your bacon.
The guy that tells his mother, I've fallen in love and want to get married. And she goes, oh, what's her name? It's not a girl. And you see her face, a strange look on her face, and he says, it's bacon.
Yep.
Well, then the next scene is he's picking out like corsages and they're doing photos with him and a piece of bacon. And then they're in the church getting married. And there he's got a little bridal trousseau on. And it talks about this hamburger that he's holding. But the tackiest part of the whole thing, I mean, it was tacky already.
We looked at each other like.
But when the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and
I don't know
burger or something, you may eat your wife.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Tagline was.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, this has to be the worst commercial I have ever seen.
It was embarrassingly disgusting. And, you know, when I say that, because, you know, shock me. But, anyway, so that there you go. That was the Super Bowl. It was a gun. It was a fun, nail-biting. But let me tell you, Fox News, you know which one that they thought was the winner was when the dogs are singing, da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, during the Star Wars and all these dogs are doing that.
That was pretty good.
That was their big hit.
In chat room likes it when the dog gave the guy the Doritos after burying the cat.
Yes. Yes.
That was pretty funny.
Yes, and that was another one that we see. It was all animal. We didn't see a lot of Budweiser with the big horses.
Well, they had that one. Well, they had kind of like that one where Scott's, Ridley Scott's son, kind of did a story of Budweiser from Prohibition all the way up until.
This is supposedly the last year that Budweiser is going to be a major. No. I was thinking of the Rose Parade. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Well, I tell you what. You know, for $2 million a commercial, Jack in the Box. I hope you got your. I hope you. Well, you know, we're talking about Jack in the Box. We're not talking. Okay, the Chevy one was pretty harsh. It showed the whole world being destroyed. This guy drives out in his Chevy, and they all meet in this disastrous area. And these four other guys come up, and they're going. He says, "You made it, man. Hey, where's John?" He didn't make it. No. Yeah, he was driving a Ford. Whoa.
Yeah.
Now talk about.
Yeah, and then the frogs fell from the sky.
And then the frogs
like
fell
end time
from,
prophecy like, stuff.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break.
You know, we do have to take a break, and we have some wonderful singers.
That's right.
You know, big surprise for you guys. Don't go anywhere. And after they're done and we go into our next guest, we do want to talk about more events that happened this weekend and share with you some fun experiences. Hey, Andy Guy, do let me know what you think of that CD. Okay, we'll be right back.
Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front-end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 35 degrees and in the downtown studios. And we're ready, I think, to kind of rock your world this morning with this group of gals that are with us.
That's right. You know, it's always nice being surrounded by a bunch of hot singers.
Whoa, thanks.
Yeah, you know, this early in the morning gets me going.
So we're talking about the Northern Gateway Chorus of the Sweet Adelines International. This is a beautiful quartet, or what we would call a small group, and they're going to be available for singing telegrams February 14th. So we wanted to get them on this morning so you can start writing down the phone number, and if you would like to surprise a coworker, a sweetheart, meaning a woman, asking for these gals to show up for their husband, their friend, maybe somebody who's just a single friend who just needs a cheer.
How about a boss you really want to suck up to? There you go.
Or show up at the bank because it's just something that you want to give your coworkers as far as a good cheer. It's time to book them now. They will appear in anywhere in the Grading Reading area, and we're going to give that information to you first. But first, let me introduce the gals to you, starting with our speaker.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'm here to welcome the Northern Gateway Chorus. And the ladies in this quartet singing this morning are the Gateway Connection.
Do we go through names, or we just, it's an ensemble?
Oh, let's just say it.
Okay, so let's start off with, okay, let's just pretend now. It's February 14th, and gosh, I just got to work. I'm so harried. I'm tired. And what happens?
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore and love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart, and please don't break it
if you can see the faces on these beautiful women, it's really, really amazing. The things across my mind while you guys were singing was somebody who's just coming out of the bathroom on a break and has no idea, didn't see you come through the door. Somebody who's going to their car at the end of the day and thinking, oh, you know, and you're waiting at their car.
It's like a drive-by sing?
Yeah, it's a drive-by sing. It's a surprise. You know that somebody has, like, they go to the Starbucks every morning, and so when they pull up and somebody comes over the door afterwards to the drive-thru and says, wait, and they're like, what? And then you start to sing, and that's from your friend or your husband or your neighbor or whatever it is.
Okay.
What's some of the weirdest things that have happened?
Okay, well, we've got some great stories. Years ago, we had someone sing to a veterinarian that was doing dog surgery. Another time we had my quartet sang to a woman who was making plumbing repairs under her house, and we sang at the airspace opening for her. We sang in front of the Costco pharmacy with some senior citizens mowing us down with carts and oblivious that we were making a presentation. But we've also sung to a lot of people in the workplace and hospitals and restaurants that have really had a little moist eye and really appreciated being remembered.
Wow. Now, you can have this happen. You can have this beautiful sentiment happen if you just call 246-SING to make a reservation. Is that correct?
That's right.
Or 246-7464. 246-7464. Right. Easy to remember by 530-246-SING. And, you know, it's just a really a nominal fee of $40. You get four women that show up, these beautiful women with smiles on their faces, and that goes a long ways. That is planting a lifetime memory.
Right. And I think it's also, just as Linda said, good to remember those that may not normally be remembered on Valentine's Day, your grandma, your mom, maybe your sister who's single, a neighbor or a shut-in. And we've gone to quite a few hospitals and convalescent homes to sing for people there as well.
Wow. It is just lovely. And, you know, again, many of you who are online can see the cheerful faces, but those of you who are driving along, you can hear the cheerful voices. But these women they love what they do. You can tell this is their passion, and you know, when people love what they do, you feel it. So how about another song?
Mm-hmm.
Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my
so much. That's the Singing Valentine's Northern Gateway Chorus again. 246-SING. Book it now. They're $40 for the gals to show up and sing, what, one or two songs, Linda?
Two songs.
Mm-hmm. Two songs.
And I'd also like to remind you gentlemen out there that not all women want to have candy if they're watching their weight, and some people are allergic to flowers. So this is a good in-person experience that a lot of people don't ever get to have, and it would be very much appreciated at the location of your choice.
Ladies, I was just thinking about if your husband is working underneath the car, like you're saying, underneath plumbing, and all of a sudden you hear these voices, and he has to scoot up from underneath the car, and here's these four lovely ladies singing to him. That these are just little pictures that come up into my brain about wonderful surprises.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Again, it's 246-SING. 246-SING. Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you.
Great.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
KCNR 1460.
Take a quick break.
From the Fox Business Network, investors keeping a close watch on news from across the pond this morning. Greece's prime minister postponed a crucial austerity meeting with coalition party leaders until tomorrow. This is the clock ticks down for that nation to reach a bailout deal. It's needed to save Greece from bankruptcy next month. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points. It's also a down day for Sysco. The food service company posted a 3% drop in quarterly earnings. Higher food and overhead costs overshadowed stronger than expected sales growth. And mixed fourth quarter results are taking a toll on Hasbro shares today. The toy maker beat the street on the earnings front, but it fell short of expectations on revenue. Hasbro's revenue miss comes after the company had already lowered expectations for its sales results. Hasbro cited weak post-Thanksgiving demand in the United States and Canada. Other toy makers posted less than stellar results for the holiday season as well. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Gentlemen, don't leave this one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow Poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Doug with Goldleaf Nursery, and it's time for our annual Groundhog Day sale. Sale starts Groundhog Day, Thursday, February 2nd through Monday, February 6th. The sale will go on, rain or shine, shadow or no shadow. What a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box shrubs and trees. 25% off newly arrived roses. You know we have over 125 varieties of bare root fruit trees, grapes, and berries. Buy one at regular price, get the second one 30% off. There is nothing like the taste and aroma of tree-ripened fruits. And every Saturday, 12 noon through February, we have a free pruning seminar. Sign up for a free heirloom fruit tree in our raffle, a real California treasure. Don't miss this 5-day Groundhog Day sale starting Thursday. Gold Leaf Nursery across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course on Churn Creek Road. For a map to Gold Leaf Nursery, look us up on the web, goldleafnursery.com.
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, it is February the 6th, Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You join our chat room, as many of you have. We're also streaming live video. Go to livestream.com and look for Free Fire Radio. And you can see what it looks like in here.
Love you guys. Love our chat room. You got those songs. Thank you for the Gateway chorus. And again, they are wonderful. And those songs are for you because you helped us keep moving here. Currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios. Partly sunny today's temperature going to get to around 65. A chance of rain tonight with the temperatures around 45. Tomorrow it looks like it's going to be rainy. And tomorrow night showers as well. Then we clear up throughout the week. And the weather's always brought to you by InSalmo. In fact, thank you to the chat pack. You guys are all getting behind that Chapel Gate thing and a lot of information. Yeah. You can go online to KCNR1460.com, get into the chat room, and talk amongst yourselves about where, when, and how.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place there. It's been running well over 30 years. And they have Espresso Joe's with the best coffee you can get, special coffee at great prices. Discounts to veterans, and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest for this segment is a good friend from the VFW, Larry Sperling. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Now, Veterans of Foreign War, if Keith or somebody really doesn't know what that is, who are you all?
We're a national organization that was chartered by Congress close to 100 years ago, to work in the communities and work with the veterans' families, service events, and anything we can do in support of the military. We're composed of veterans that serve in or have served in the war zones. So it's kind of a requirement to join the Veterans of Foreign Wars to have served, and then the mandate naturally is to be a service organization.
Okay, now you've all are involved in different things, different events, like you said, like the Operation Uplink.
Yeah, we have Operation Uplink, where we supply phone cards and things of that nature to the troops that are in the combat zones. We have a military assistance program. We collect a significant amount of money for that. That is to provide financial help for any person that's in the combat zone to them and their family, or up to a year after they've returned home. But there's requirements for it. It's a grant, and it does not have to be repaid. And it goes up to about $3,000 to help for a house payment, a car payment, groceries. But once again, they will check to make sure that that you're truly in need. So if you're collecting a nice paycheck, and just because you felt like spending it on other things, they won't give you the money.
They won't give you money just because you've made personal choices.
Right, exactly.
It's lifestyle choices.
But they're there, and they will give it. And like I said, it's a grant. It's not a loan. And so we keep a fund here in California that we all the VFWs donate to. We keep a fund nationally.
Well, I know that you all do a lot for the deployed troops, but also ones back here. Now, there's a big event that's coming up on February the 18th, and the Reading portion of our National Guard unit here is deploying. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. There's approximately 180 service members, men and women, they'll deploy from the Reading unit in late February. And so we're going to have a little event for our community event, community appreciation, so we can see them before they go. So we're going to invite the troops will be down, the servicemen and women will be down, and their families will be down. And we'll do that at the Civic Auditorium. There'll be approximately 500 of them. And we would like to, invite the public. We're limited on space down there, so we only have like 300 tickets for the public.
Okay. Now, and that's going to be on the 18th at the Civic Auditorium, Convention Center. It's going to start around 2 o'clock, but the troops are going to arrive around 1:30. You've only got 300 tickets to be able to sell, but you're also collecting money for this, to also help pay for this, but also to help provide for that fund in case emergency funds are needed for any of the families while the troops are gone.
Well, what we want to do, if we can raise any funds, is we want to generate into the two accounts that we've carried. We adopted the unit 3 or 4 years ago. And so what we need to do during the deployment is we want to get the families together approximately four times. for a dinner or a meal. And so they can stay in touch with each other. And then, of course, do the Christmas holiday dinner with them and get them in so they can have to bring the children, bring the stuff.
We saw that. We were there for that.
Well, the one we've done for the National Guard is a little bit different because that one there really nobody from the public really gets to it. I don't want to sound kind of, I don't know what it sounds like, but anyway, it's kind of, since it's a drill day, the public's not really in there.
Okay.
And so we didn't do it this year. And the reason was they wanted to spend time at home because they'd been traveling to training. And so we decided to do this later. But in the past, we've done, we bring them in. And it's, for the Redding, it's about 400 that we feed at that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done that every year. So the funds that we want to generate out of this, which, you know, being a small event won't be a large amount. But the families need a little fund. The National Guard itself needs a little fund. We need a computer so we can, they want to do the newsletter. We'll supply them two employees, basically, so we can get a newsletter back and forth. They can blog. We need to put a fund in for the families themselves that's separate from the National Guard, because the National Guard can't go out and raise money. But there are always things that they need or things we can do for them.
Okay, now we're going to we need to take a break here, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about a way of raising funds here that's just almost painless. The only thing you have to do is be driving by, and we're going to have a place that you can just drop off a donation. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We're talking with the veterans of foreign wars, Larry Sperling. We're talking, our topic of discussion is the Reading National Guard is deploying about 180, did we say? About 180 troops are deploying here very soon. And we're having a lunch, but we're also finding a way to raise some money so we can have a fund to help help them with those things like computers and such that will help them stay in touch with their families while they're gone. We'll be right back.
Switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite each and every one of you to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. There are many new vendors to the timber industry and their suppliers. This year's logging sports competition has 5 colleges competing in the chopping and choker setting competition. 800 kids from our local schools will be going to Education Day. We have a new event this year called the Log Loading Competition out on the racetrack, along with the Backhoe Rodeo and the Truck Driving Skills Competition. The Trucker Seminar early Saturday morning with our local CHP. SierraCascadeLogging.com. Check out our events and our times with our Wild Animals Show for the kids on Saturday. We have a few spaces left, so give me a call at 246-8573. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase 3, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body.
Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Love that music.
Our guest is Larry Sperlin, Veterans of Foreign Wars. We're talking about our Ready National Guard are deploying here at the end of February heading to Afghanistan. We're having a lunch for them to say kind of a formal see ya. And we'll be waiting for you when you get back. It's going to be at the Civic Center on February the 18th. And the lunch will start around 2 o'clock. We've got like 300 tickets for sale. Is that correct? And how much are they, Larry?
They're $25 a piece. And out of that $25, $10 goes into the fund to be split between the Family Support Group and the National Guard itself. There'll be restricted fund for each of those that they can draw on.
And the rest of the money goes for the lunch.
Crisis.
Okay.
Is this going to be an event where you have auction items or silent auctions? It's just to come in for the lunch, meet the families, and if you'd like to make more of a donation. Now, you do have a drive-by at the Civic Center.
A drive-through.
Drive-through.
Yes. Okay, you have a drive-through at the Civic Center starting at what time?
We'll start that about 10 o'clock.
Okay. 10 o'clock in the morning on February the 18th. Let that run until 3. So you can just kind of drop by and give off your donations, $1, $2, $1,000, $10,000. Bad Bob has been known to give thousands.
And this, of course, is, again, for the emergency fund for the families.
Part of it will be in reserve for emergency funds, but part of it we're going to disperse to them immediately for needs that they have.
Oh, fabulous.
Because they are going to need computers, because they want to uplink with the troops while they're in the field, blog back, Facebooks, all those type of things.
Yeah.
Newsletters we want to perform, so we can send a newsletter from the families and the community to the troops there, and their newsletter there back into the families.
Okay.
So there'll be some of those disbursements done fairly soon.
All right. So, and how do people get tickets for this?
They can either pick the tickets up at the two closest VFW posts, which is Reading, and at 1251 Oregon Street, or at the VFW in Anderson, and I believe that's Center Street next to the library in Anderson. Or they can call 262-3849, and we will either set up a will call for them, or we will deliver them, or you can pick them up at the local post.
So you're right next to Tapas.
Correct.
Okay, and across from Times.
Correct.
So for people who maybe you guys are tucked away there, you know exactly where Tapas is.
Great,
it's a great location.
Great bar.
Plenty of parking. And you just go up and just probably ask the bartender, I would think, where do you get the tickets?
Correct. And there'll be officers around there, so there'll be somebody that'll be more than happy to do that for you.
There's always somebody from the VFW near the bar to help.
I would imagine. I'm from one of those smaller posts. We don't have a bar, so we have to have special events.
My mouth drops a gape. A VFW without a bar.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much, and we'll be announcing this again because we'll be there February 18th for the luncheon, and we honor those troops that are
who are leaving.
Who are leaving, and this is your chance to put a little time in to personally thank them and support by showing up at this luncheon.
And your money's going to a good cause. Immediately, you can see it's being used to help, you know, to support our troops and their families. I think too is that people don't realize a lot of times when the National Guard gets called up, these people leave their jobs, and the jobs that are keeping them afloat in a tough economy, and they're leaving. And in many cases, they will take. They'll take pay cuts, believe it or not. Some cases they get more, but in a lot of cases they're going to take pay cuts, and that's going to be that's going to be tough on the families. So, if we can set up a fund, which is what the VFW and other organizations do to help these people, especially when they're going to be how long are they going to be gone?
The deployment is a year, but what happens is they'll go to training first, and so they'll go back to Fort Dix or someplace for several weeks before they leave, but they won't be coming home.
Right.
Once they leave here on the 22nd.
So we're talking about a year that they're going to be in Afghanistan.
At least a year by the time they put them. When they come home, they will hold them for a week to kind of decompress the situation.
So
they'll be gone at least a year.
Of course. Okay, this is and what you, this is the Ready National Guard. Do you know what the unit is?
It's the 132nd Multi-Role Bridge Company, which I belong to, my daughter belonged to, and my wife belonged to. So we have a
special feeling,
a close connection with that, and we want to do what's right.
Engineer group.
Okay. And, yeah, Combat Engineers are a bridge company.
Okay. All right, Larry Sperling from the VFW. Let me give this
phone number
one more time. 530-262-3849 for tickets, and we'll talk about this. We'll probably put a PSA out on this so that you can hear it about what's going on and when. All right, thanks a lot, Larry.
Thank you.
We're
going to
take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Can you?
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
It's time for R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah,
oh,
welcome
I
back.
Love it.
Free Fire Radio. February the 6th.
Hey, you know what happened this day in history?
605-4567. Can I say who was brought
yes,
by?
Yes, please do.
Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair with Jeff Wurst. What can I say? Guarantees his work. Does great work. Little bitty ding in your windshield up to 24 inches. And a crack across your windshield. Jeff Wurst can fix it. We've seen it. We've seen his work. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran, and he's a great guy. And so, I mean, go down there. Go down and see Jeff first. He's local. Go to local. Don't see those guys stopping by the road. I'll fix it for $20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Do you believe that? You know what they do? They put bubble gum in there. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street, Redding, California, 241-8373. He does climate control. He guarantees his work, and it lasts.
All right. Well, okay. You know what?
That's true.
Yes. Definitely a place to go. Again, integrity. So going back to Saturday night and the crab feed, there's so many things now going on in the month of February, and we just told you about another event that's happening Saturday afternoon, and so many wonderful things coming up in March. And we had the great pleasure. It's hard because you want to do everything. We went to the Valentine's Fantasy Cancer League evening, and we're guests of Ashley and Dr. Tate. And Ashley is the president, I guess, of the Cancer League.
She's the co-president. So.
And it was lovely. Each person puts together a table. And, of course, they have the coach, who gave a wonderful speech.
He's the basketball coach from Shasta College, who has gone through several instances of cancer.
Three bouts.
And fighting it, and what a courageous man he is.
He was just was riveting to see, you know, right here in our community, somebody, and that's evidently their neighbor too. So they saw, you know, his family, the impact on his family, and so on and so forth. So it's nice to know, you know, we had a Casey in our table at the crab feed, and we went to the Cancer League dinner, and that was really, really a beautiful event. Yes,
it was a beautiful event. It was very formal, but. If you ever want to see people that are fired up and turned loose, go to something where there's just a lot of doctors. Because I saw doctors, and I will not mention any names here, that were dancing, and I'm standing there, and I'm thinking I'm back in. I am watching Saturday Night Fever here. And dancing in groups. And somebody said to us one time, well, it's a pretty stuffy group. We've never been there before. If that was stuffy, I don't want to see them when they get down. Because if that was stuffy, what we were seeing, I mean, blondes throwing their hair around. They were in groups going in and out. And people rubbing bald-headed guys and women that were dancing and parts were showing. I mean, it was great. What a good party.
And the band was great. They were a rock band. I can't think of their name right now.
Time Out.
Was that the... Oh,
Time
they
Out.
They were good.
That's right.
A good band.
Mike.
Boy, that girl has some chops.
That she does. And the weather guy.
Oh, Kruger.
Mike Kruger.
He got up and did his... His robot thing.
Oh, yeah, the moonwalk. Yeah.
He got on the floor, was going in circles, doing his back, and then he somehow threw his leg in the air, and we had to help him up.
And he did like the worm on the floor. It was
the centipede.
Really the centipede. and of course, I just, you know, we have to share that with you because we love it when people get down. And it is a place to, you know, it's safe, and, you know, you work hard, and you are very conscientiously there to fight this horrible disease, and all the people there that are involved with the league. And the hospitals, and people who have been involved are in families. So it's a night to, it was just a great night.
We had
Thank
the opportunity
you.
To sit with, you know, Dr. James and Yvonne Tate, and then, of course, Dr. Randy and Ashley Tate. But one of the other people that has just been here a couple months.
7 months.
Scott and Donna. He's a neurosurgeon, and everybody, you know, you could tell who was on call. Because they weren't drinking. They were sitting there drinking water.
and then
they were getting
up.
No, he got called halfway through it.
Yeah.
For an emergency down at Mercy.
Right.
A neurosurgeon. So.
Right.
But anyway, I was trying, you know, not to. But they, you know, what it was a
first
a
time
great
we've
party.
Been to that.
Thank you to Ashley Tate for the invitation.
Yeah, it was you know, I said, like, it's nice to you have to support, you know, all things in your community, and you know, we've been
I missed the crab feed.
Well, I did too, but we have crab tonight. We're going to have it tonight, and we had a table, and again we had our scouts out there looking at the silent auction item, and somebody bought a bag, so we are going to, you know, love on those terms. You know what happened today? Quickly, this is the day that. You know, one of our great American heroes was born, the 40th President of the United States, 1911. He also served 6 terms as President of the Screen Actors Guild. And we know who we're talking about. So just on this day in history, Ronald Reagan was born in 1911.
That's right. Hey, when we come back, enjoy the magazine and the people
we
are going to be here.
These guys. You're talking about Dave great Rosada. Community.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh.
You know what? You know, if like people say, if you can do this, and then they compare it to Enjoy Magazine, as they should.
Absolutely.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The fighting seems endless. Syrian troops blamed again today for more attacks to stop protesters and crush an uprising. Activists claim at least 50 people are dead today. So the U.S. Embassy in Syria is closing up shop. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The U.S. ambassador and all the American staff have left Syria, closing the embassy there. Safety concerns cited. The embassy was attacked in July, and the ambassador himself pelted with rocks and stones in September. And now that violence is intensifying. But in an interview aired on NBC's Today Show, President Obama insisted military intervention is not needed.
The Assad regime is feeling the noose tightening around them. This is not going to be a matter of if, it's going to be a matter of when.
But the Assad regime got a big boost from Russia and China this weekend when they blocked a UN Security Council measure calling for political transition in Syria. And now in a new development, Britain is recalling its ambassador to Syria for consultations. Dave?
Mike, the president has just imposed even more financial sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program in the belief that Iran's trying to build weapons. The sanctions include freezing assets of Iran's central bank. Nevada's results are finally in. Mitt Romney won Saturday's Republican caucuses with 50% of the vote. Newt Gingrich a distant second, 29 points back. And Romney hopes to win three more GOP contests tomorrow.
But Rick Santorum, who's been campaigning here in Colorado and even harder in Minnesota, is polling well. He's in second place here in Colorado and is ahead of Romney, though barely, in Minnesota. Santorum's also benefiting in Missouri, where Newt Gingrich didn't make it onto the ballot.
That's Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. In Missouri, that primary, there are no delegates gets at stake. The Giants are getting ready to party with their fans.
Giants! Woo!
This was a great, great Super Bowl.
The Giants beat the Patriots 21-17, scoring to win it in the final minute. New York City will throw them a parade tomorrow. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
The case against Jared Loughner is back in court today. The accused gunman in the Arizona shooting rampage that killed six and wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. He's so far not fit to stand trial. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Now, Dave, Jared Loughner has been in a federal facility in Missouri since May, being forcibly treated for schizophrenia. Prosecutors and his defense lawyers will be back in front of a federal judge in San Diego to see if he's ready to stand trial for last year's shooting in Tucson, where Giffords took a bullet to her brain. Court filings indicate the judge will agree with lawyers and doctors that Loughner is making progress towards lucidity, but still can't comprehend what he's accused of doing. Dave?
Jared also in court today, a Marine facing court-martial, accused of hazing another Marine who later killed him. Himself. Classes canceled today, or rather tomorrow and Wednesday, at a Los Angeles elementary school as police investigate sexual assaults on students.
Last week, teacher Mark Burnt was charged with committing lewd acts on 23 students between 2005 and 2010. He's now jailed on $23 million bond. 4 days later, another teacher was arrested, suspected of fondling two girls in his classroom. Some parents have already pulled their kids from this school, and L.A. Superintendent John Deasy will address the allegations in a meeting with parents tonight. Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Another Tour de France champion, Alberto Contador, stripped of his title and scandal.
As he was tested positive during the Tour de France 2010,
he will be also disqualified from that particular event.
Court of Arbitration for Sport Secretary General Mathieu Riebe saying Contador will be stripped of his most recent title after testing positive for the banned anabolic agent clenbuterol. The Spaniard has always insisted he's innocent, saying he failed the test after eating contaminated meat. The ban is backdated. He can race again this August. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we're seeing some selling. The Dow's down 45 points, and the price of gold down 18 bucks an ounce. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and the most favorite talk show you have in the in all of the valley, Carl and Linda Bott.
I like the way you said that. The most favorite.
February the 6th, 8:05 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're live streaming our video on live stream. So go to livestream.com, look up Free Fire Radio, listen to a 20-second advertisement, and then you can see what goes on in here. You can see what our guests look like. You can see what Linda is doing as she runs around
we
the
have a
studio.
Lot of we have a bunch of stuff going
we
on,
have a
of
lot
course,
of stuff.
Emails and the chat room. And but let's not forget our favorite magazine of the entire North State. Is Enjoy. And with us right now is the creator and founder himself, James Mazzotta. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And party guy extraordinaire.
I'm a lone wolf today.
Yeah.
That's all right.
My partner in crime, I just texted her. She sent me an email on our voicemail or text message, I'm sorry, on Friday. Said, don't forget we have a morning show. And I said,
oh, great. Rhonda's great.
So then I'm here and I'm like, where are you? And she said, I'm not even dressed yet. I completely
forgot.
Oh,
she's okay. You know what? She gets a permission slip today. I'll tell you why. Rhonda Ball is one of the most, excuse me, on the ball people. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when you call that girl, she's always available.
Yeah. No, she's the hardest worker.
She's right a now. Hard worker. I mean, I'm sorry. One day I called her and she said, I'm coming back from San Francisco. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. My 3-year-old just, you know, spit up in the back seat. But she was there talking to me, and I thought she was a multitasker. Uh-huh. And I thought, wow, I was so impressed and have been so impressed. And again, Enjoy Magazine, the month of February. It's called Cherish, and we're going to go through some of the things that has gone on. But first,
we're going to go get our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 32 points at 12,829. The S&P 500 is down 3 at 1341. And the NASDAQ is negative 9 at 2896. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 2 cents at $7.82 and Ford Motor Company up 6 cents at $12.85. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $3.85, and Exo Group is down 7 cents at $8.85. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices at this time, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 3.12%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $21.20 at $17.19.10, silver is down 34 cents at $33.40, and crude oil is down 68 cents at $97.16. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. She is part of our Wells Fargo advisors. They're located at Park Marina Drive. They are, give us the updates at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning and again in the afternoon. We can't say enough about them. Great people. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine is going to tell us what's going on in the North State, what's going on with the magazine, and, of course, the Enjoy store. This is our once-a-month update we do, and it starts off our month. Great. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is February the 6th. We somehow misplaced January. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite Marble, Mike Huber, 241-7866, 241-STONE. I'm laughing because I saw Mike this weekend at the Cancer Fund, and he is a funny guy. We were talking. They, you know, to raise money, you know, they have silent auctions and live auctions. One of the live auctions was a hog hunt here. And I said, now who's going to pay that much money for a hog hunt? Well, somebody did.
A lot of people
paid that much. Anyway, if you want, speaking of money and fixing up your home, Mike can put marble or granite, kitchen, bathroom, outside, and it's not going to cost you a lot of money. He will work at your budget to fix it in there, to fix it up. And I tell you what, his facility is clean, organized, and puts out great work. He does a lot for this community also. And that was just one of them here on raising money for the Cancer League. But they do a lot, and he provides great service, guarantees his work. And like I said, he'll work with your budget. So give him a call at 241-7866, 241-STONE, or check out his website at estategranite.com.
And I've actually done that several times with Mike.
You have.
Okay. Did you have?
Are we on there? What's wrong?
No, I'm on.
Push him
there. We go.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, did you barbecue for the Super Bowl?
I did not. I have been a little under the weather.
Okay.
So bear with me if I start choking up here.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. We love
I hung
you.
Out.
You
on
hung
the couch.
Out. How yep. nice.
The whole family, just my three boys and mom in the kitchen. And
what'd you think of Madonna?
I'm a big Madonna fan,
yes.
just because of the era when
totally.
I grew up. So, you know, the show was really great.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, though, I felt like, this is just my personal opinion, she seemed a little stiff or something.
Yes.
I mean, the show itself was phenomenal.
Yes.
The mechanics of it,
yes.
the imaging on the
yes.
field. I mean, that in
yeah.
general was beautiful and
somebody
spectacular.
Mentioned that. Was that?
But she just looked like she was kind of like going through the motions.
Well,
me.
I think, you know, she said that was the most nervous she's ever been. And I thought, okay, what she's doing here is she's in front of people that would never know about Madonna, would never go see Madonna.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if it was crossing through her mind, oh, Grandma, all the generational people
yeah.
that are watching, I have to keep somewhat clean.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show, but she also was in 5-inch spikes.
Yeah, no, I know.
Boots.
On what looked like plexi everything.
Plexiglass. I don't know.
She had a bigger audience than she ever has in her life. Not just the millions watching on the TV, but they also streamed it
yeah.
all over the world. So this was a huge audience, and I thought it was kind of like Madonna saying, hey, don't bury me yet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there some kind of controversy? Because this morning when I was on the news, or
yes, yes.
looking through the website,
MIA,
it said something.
The MIA, the singer, at one point, and we thought we heard something. Linda says she couldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And the S
the
word,
one word,
but she was flipping off. You know, she was giving the finger, too,
I didn't see that. I just know that there were two girl rappers. You know
yes.
the ones are. Okay, so the one on the right.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, with Nicki Minaj. Okay, so the one on the right, maybe like Carl said, I don't know. I couldn't figure out. CeCe was the guy that was the band leader.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she said a word that, you know, we have to use in the FCC rules is the dump button word.
Maybe, and so. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, and but what they did is they did try to take it out with a little. Oh, well. You
I
know,
was waiting for a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She did have a rip-off. Remember that? She had somebody rip her skirts off. And I thought, okay, now we're going to see buns.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, anyway, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. And it was course, and it was wonderful seeing you two at the Cancer Ball. That was nice.
We were all talking about how it's really difficult sometimes when these things are double-stacked because, you know.
Well, to give its fair share, my wife is part of the Cancer League, and she quite often is responsible or part of the subcommittee that does the invitations and all that kind of stuff. So, but we support the Women's Refuge in other ways.
Yes, yes.
So this is kind of our thing, and you know, it's always the crab feed.
Why?
And the
makes
the ball
you wonder why
the
they
same.
Do
why?
That. It makes you wonder because you could get, you know,
why.
Yeah, and it's nice, you know, to bounce back
yes,
and forth.
Yes, yes,
well,
yes.
And you guys, 3 years in a row, we've been to the
last
crab
year. We were heavily, heavily involved with the Shasta Women's Refuge and You Dancing with the Stars and so many things. So we, you know, we had personal reasons for, you know, we were invited and there were other things too with friends and family members.
It's nice to be wanted, Linda.
That have been, you know, have been diagnosed this year. Yeah. So we that was kind of a thing for us.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a fun event.
Anyway,
wasn't it?
It's a beautiful event. And that band.
Mm-hmm. They're great.
Wow.
And that's the band they use every year.
Oh, really?
Well, it has ever since I've been there because they're really good and they do a great job and people love them.
Oh, that girl's got chops. I talked about that earlier. Well, we come
Speaking of loving, we've got a few minutes here.
Yeah.
Speaking of loving, just love this magazine.
Yeah. The February issue of Enjoy, every month is always something beautiful and people now start to use this as a standard.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like how the magazine Enjoy looks? Yeah. Oh, well, we love that. So we get it. It's a visual for everyone
Thank you.
And a standard.
Thank you. Yeah, so we have our February issue that's new and out, and that's what we're here for, is to talk a little bit about what's inside this month. One thing I want to point out, I know we shared this before, but this is the first month that it's actually taking effect, so to speak. We, for the last 3 months prior, have had a response card inside. We mail over 10,000 of these magazines into homes and businesses within the top 12 counties. A lot of people get them for free. They have for years. But we put for 3 consecutive months that you needed to reply to this card because we really want to make sure these magazines are getting into the hands of people that want them. So if you did not reply with this card saying you wanted to continue reading your free subscription, you are going to be removed from the list, and we are making a new list. So that has taken effect this month. So if you have not received your Enjoy magazine in the mail, it was probably because you didn't respond with your card. So there are ways that you can get back on this list, but we are making a new list, and there will be a lot of new people that want the magazine getting it. You can come call us at the office. Right now we're running a promotion in the store. You can come in and fill out a subscription card. And in the What's in Store section, it'll tell you how you can qualify to get your free subscription and be put on that list. So just letting people know that are listening, that are Enjoy receivers, that may not be anymore, you can still do it, but you're going to have to put your best foot forward and make an effort to get it back on the list. So, FYI.
We need to have that sent to our home. We always wait till it's wonderful because we get some dropped off here, and then we go to coffee shops.
Wait a minute. What's better than having the people who put this together, the whole idea, and they come in and they talk to us, and then we snatch one of them before they leave? Plus the fact that, you know, because ours, when we put them up here on the counter,
they go.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to mail it, and here we are.
You'll probably want this copy because, as many probably people know, you guys are featured in our Q&A section this month, and I've done a little doctoring in this issue for you. This is one that you're going to want to treasure forever. I was going to make it a surprise, but you saw it on the couch already.
We're the new cast members for Pirates of the Caribbean.
We want you to sign that for us, and we will keep that forever. That will
Speaking
be in the museum.
Speaking of signing it, we were at lunch when it first came out. We were so excited, and we had lunch with... oddly enough, that particular day, LaMalfa and Nilsson were in town. They said, come and join us. And we brought the magazines, and they said, here we are at Sierra Gibbs autographing that.
Nice.
Wasn't that nice?
It is
I
nice.
Just think but the whole thing
they're
was
neat,
so...
They're neat guys.
Yeah, I it know was both. So synchronistic, the whole thing.
I know both of them very well. In there.
And Tracy
their
Hedge time. Did a great job on the photography on that. And she's going to be on one of your shows Thursday. Yes. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're really going to get into the issues and of what the issues in Enjoy Magazine and some of the articles and what's happening this month in February and the highlights with James Masada. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
A lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're bouncing here. You're bouncing. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Put a quarter on the tonar.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess it's when Madonna is singing Like a Virgin that it just, you know, it peaks there. And
She actually finished the Super Bowl show with that song. So, currently 36 degrees. I can't believe it. That's just weird because it was 44 and 4. That's updated, huh, Bob? Okay, let's just check that out really fast to make sure. 36 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR.
Sunrise temperature drop.
Yes. And welcome back to our program, of course, our Enjoy Magazine moment, and James Masada telling us about what's going on in the issues.
Well, normally there's Rhonda and I, and we divide the magazine up so that we can cover some broad spectrum stories in here. So I will just kind of stick to what I kind of went through. There's a lot of great material in here. One, which I hopefully Rhonda was going to take care of, which was the Heat, which is the Reading Football League.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot picture.
Yeah, isn't it? It's nice. And then there's the whole group. But okay. One of the stories that I just was interested in because I... I like geography. I like science. I like history. Those are kind of passions of mine. I like to find out information. And, you know, this Northern California is filled with interesting history that, you know, a lot of people don't even realize. And one of the stories that we have this month is, you know, February is Black History Month here in the United States and Canada. One thing I found out this morning is that Black History Month in the United Kingdom will be in October. So I would think that it would be universal, but it's not. So here in Canada and the United States, February of 2012 is Black History Month. And we have a story in here that's not specific just to Black History, excuse me, but it's a, on page 24, and it's called History in the Making, award-winning filmmaker Mark Oliver, who has done a documentary of the town of Weed.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we've heard about, okay.
And unbeknownst to me, Weed at one point had a very large African-American population that was there working in the lumber industry. And so there are incredible stories of triumph and, you know, just interesting stories about African Americans and this part of the world and where they lived and settled, very much like how when you hear about the Chinese,
right,
and that. So they work. They came here to work in the timber industry. And one thing in the story that I thought was very interesting is that they had baseball was a big part of their life, and they had a team called the Suns, and they would have upwards of 2,000 people come out to watch the games, and they were an integrated baseball team. When in most of the country, teams were not integrated. So other teams would travel here to play them, and they were very good. And so anyway, the story is a lot about Mark Oliver and his filmmaking or documentary and telling the story and finding the voices for these people that lived there. And I just thought it was really interesting. And I think everybody should read it and find out more about it because it's just fascinating to know what kind of things happened here in Northern California that we're completely unaware of.
I just met a gentleman that comes from Weed,
mm-hmm,
and whose great grandparents, I guess, 90 years old, I guess, was his grandmother and was or grandfather, and they didn't the documentary didn't get to talk to her, and but she can, you know, when they first came, and she remembered back, you know, back in the days, but how that Weed had their school and their athletic teams and the education process there were just superb. And you know, I think, and it's something that is really unknown.
Yeah. So it was in the 1920s is basically what I'm looking here. Yeah. 1920s, and it was called the Long Bell Lumber Company.
Right.
And the documentary is called From the Quarters to Lincoln Heights. I guess that was the neighborhood or area of Weed that many of these African Americans lived in and worked in, and it was, you know, very much the company store and that kind of era, but it's fascinating, and the pictures are so wonderful. So check that story out for sure.
Fabulous. Well, we have a friend who was telling us about this. Oh, I think it was probably, I don't know, 6 months ago, who has a place past Weed, so we have to drive through Weed, and then started to say, did you know? And so when we went back through Weed and we looked at the houses that, mm-hmm, would be very much like we had here, the houses that were for the dam,
mm-hmm,
that were built for the lumber industry, and the, I guess, it should be interesting. But anyway, so yes, a lovely story.
Great story.
Great story.
Great historical story for this area that's in the Enjoy magazine this month.
Yeah. And so then another great story we have is on page 37. It's called Dairylicious. And this is about a cottonwood dairy farm. And the person that runs it, or I guess it was, is one of the children of the people that actually started the dairy, who immigrated from Holland in the 50s, I believe it was, or the 60, late 60s. And, of course, his name is Mark, and I am not good with Dutch pronunciation. So do you have any stab at what his last name is?
Duvenvoorden.
Okay. It's, Duvenvoorden.
Yes, and I believe he...
Do you know him?
Yes,
well,
we
have met him before. If this is the same guy who...
And Mark, I apologize to you now.
That's okay. Right. He's wonderful. But he grew up, I was born and actually raised that traditionally, and now has done, of course, the story must be about his, how he's...
The raw milk that he is selling.
The raw milk and the timeshare. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he got out of. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's you guys know the story too, which is great, and that's really kind of the whole purpose of Enjoy is to spread those great stories. And he's a young man that knew from the very beginning, I guess, the age of four, that this is what his life was going to be and wanted to be, and as a dairy farmer, and followed in the footsteps of his parents. But as you know. You know, farming and just production in general is very difficult. It shouldn't be, but it is, and it's very commercialized and run by big companies. And dairy farming is a difficult thing to do. But things have changed, and most of the time, these dairy farmers have these farms that are pumping out milk, and they're going to a person that processes them, and then. Bottled and out to you. So there's a middleman. And so this family took a gamble and made a decision change outside of the box and started a business model that's very unique. And it's basically, like you said, time sharing or cow sharing. So, it's really interesting, but you kind of buy into the cow and you get milk directly from them. And it's unpasteurized and it's raw. And this article talks about the health benefits of having, raw milk or raw...
A lot of people are sold on that.
Well, let's think about that. When you grow up and your grandparents would churn butter and ride the milk, the cream rises from the milk. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about that when we get back. Enjoy Magazine, Jameson Sauda. This is Carl and Linda Bott and KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. American diplomats and their families pulled from Syria over security concerns and violence against opponents of Syrian President Bashar Assad. President Obama on NBC's Today Show.
I think it is very important for us to try to resolve this without recourse to outside military intervention. I think that's possible. My sense is that you're seeing more and more people inside of Syria recognizing that they need to turn a chapter.
Syrian troops shelling more civilians and rebel fighters today. The White House also announcing new economic sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. Tons of ticker tape will fall on New York City tomorrow, a parade for Super Bowl champion New York Giants, beating New England 21-17 on a last-minute touchdown.
No more time left. We had to go down and score, and the guys stepped up, made some great plays.
Giants quarterback Eli Manning on the NFL Network. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Leaf Nursery. And it's time for our annual Groundhog Day sale. Sale starts Groundhog Day, Thursday, February 2nd through Monday, February 6th. The sale will go on, rain or shine, shadow or no shadow. What a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box shrubs and trees. 25% off newly arrived roses. You know we have over 125 varieties of bare root fruit trees, grapes, and berries. Buy one at regular price, get the second one 30% off. There is nothing like the taste and aroma of tree-ripened fruits. And every Saturday, 12 noon through February, we have a free pruning seminar. Sign up for a free heirloom fruit tree in our raffle, a real California treasure. Don't miss this 5-day Groundhog Day sale starting Thursday. Gold Leaf Nursery across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course on Churn Creek Road. For a map to Gold Leaf Nursery, look us up on the web, goldleafnursery.com.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by SJ Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott, it is February the 6th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460. Hop in our chat room, as many of you have done. And also live streaming our video. Just go to livestream.com. And as some people do, yeah, that's a wave we're waving. Some people do is they they shrink the screen so they have
so
both on at the same
now?
Time.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
What's happening now?
Whoever can tell. I hope that that didn't go across the air. Okay. This portion of the show
only
is brought
half
to
the
you
way.
By.
It wasn't all the way.
It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and Lon. They give great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Discount for veterans. Discount for seniors. Great way to catch up on your reading, too, while you're waiting to get that haircut. You can't get a better haircut in town for a better price. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We like it. Nice. Our guest, James Masada, Enjoy Magazine, and we are catching up on the articles in Enjoy.
Well, thank you, Linda. You reminded me with that last move about our last story. It was talking about milk, so...
Okay, let's
I
go.
I love
yeah.
it. Anyway, when we left,
okay. Not touching that one. Okay, no, right about the guy who has
the dairy in Cottonwood.
Yes.
So you guys were saying though that you obviously know about them, but you know them through the
Weston Price, and yeah. Dr. Trudy yeah. Pratt puts this group together of these unusual, wonderful organic. There's been an olive oil maker. There's the guy, the salmon guy, mm-hmm. out of that actually catches and flash freezes and brings them back, and this guy. And when he talks, it's very interesting because this is going back to a way of yesteryear.
Yes.
And it's not exactly what today would be, you know, with the big pasteurized, huge yep. cows all in big stalls with mud.
Mass assembly milking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you're coming back, and it's very, very organic, back to uh-huh. nature feeling.
And the article talks about the doctor that you're talking about in this organization that is really pushing natural and raw whole foods again. And so they have changed, like I said, their business model. And you basically are buying into your share of your milk, and it is straight from the cow. And they talk about all the benefits if you're a milk drinker, you know, what raw milk provides. And it's an amazing story, I think. And for those of you that are out there looking for an alternative, this is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of something that's really great, something that's unique and different. The story talks about the people, you know, there's a little bit of work involved in regards to going to get your milk. It's not just as convenient. But then again, you know, the good things in life are not always that way, and you have to work a little bit at them. But ultimately, as we make those decisions and make those changes, the convenience will come back around. So it is very old-fashioned. It's just raw milk, just like you would get from if you had your own cow and you got up in the morning and you milked it. And you let it set and take the cream off to use for, you know, baking and butter making and all that kind of stuff. So
and yogurt. We attended a class one time about how to make yogurt. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was with this
raw food, because they do have, and again, he usually is there, so you can meet this guy when they do, and heads up for that when the Weston Price meetings come into town. But anyway, pick up the article, and you probably he will give you a tour of his place as well.
It's page 37 and 38, and it will give you information on how you can contact them if you were interested in participating in their program, which I encourage. And, of course, these are California cows, so they're very happy.
They have really funky, fun conversations.
I know.
Speed dating.
Yeah. So the next article that I have tagged is the Q&A that is featuring both you and Carl.
We, of course, were honored to be asked.
Great photo, by the way.
And you know what?
The way you fixed it up even just makes it...
You know, Carl, really, they gave us 26 questions, and we just kind of thought, oh, okay... And then you picked and chose, of course, or picked and chose, or pick and, what did you say? You picked and chose the, you can't do all 26.
No.
But it really made for a fun get acquainted, so thank you for that.
Yeah, and you guys have gotten some great feedback, hopefully.
We have.
And the photo shoot was awesome, because when we got the disc, which I'm sure you've seen, there were a plethora of photos to actually choose from. It was a difficult task on which one to use, and you guys looked fantastic.
Thank you. So, you would think we were the ranch owners.
What
do they do?
Yeah, what do they do? Well, we stand there. We borrow people's houses and we stand there.
Santos, our guy here that's head of our director of marketing, said, I've never seen you look like Texas hair and Western clothes. I said, oh, honey, you don't know. There's a whole side of me. That
I
grew up on a ranch.
Did you wear your necklace that you bought at the Enjoy store?
I did not, but I am taking it to Palm Desert with me, and I'm sure they're going to be coming across the floor.
Guess who's on the chat room?
Who?
Rhonda.
Oh, is it Rhonda?
Hey, and so we want to welcome to the show Rhonda Ball, James Mazzotta, and we're talking about Enjoy Magazine, and of course, Judy Collins was here this weekend.
Yeah, and that was one of the feature stories, and isn't that a great photo of her?
Oh, she's such a diva.
So that's the Bohemian songstress, singer-songwriter Judy Collins comes to the Cascade Theater, and that was last night, yes? No.
Saturday night. There were so many things going on Saturday night.
There's nothing ever to do in Reading.
No. You know,
I don't want to hear that from anybody.
No.
I cannot believe anybody would ever say, oh, there's nothing to do
here. Mardi Gras, two weeks ago, people dancing, fun, party down. And then the next weekend, you know, all these things that are going on. Of course, we're going to be announcing some other things, but...
There's almost sometimes too much to do.
Too much. Yeah. And trying to, you know,
and
gosh.
And it pulls you apart because, you know, people want to be a part of everything.
We talked about that earlier, Well, we're going to have to take a break here. Please join us on the other side of these commercial messages.
Of the break and not the other side of what? Oh, you're invited there, too.
All right. KCNR 1460.
Don't leave this one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato, and seasoned vegetables and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Ladies. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five-Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five-Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. on the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Domestic violence and sexual assault are on the rise here in Shasta County. This is Katie Minoletti with Shasta Women's Refuge. If you have a heart for giving back and can spare a few hours a month, you can make a difference. Applications are being accepted now for our crisis intervention training class. For more information, please call 244-0117. That's 244-0117. Or you can visit ShastaWomensRefuge.org. And thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebaugh, February the 6th. It is 8:45 in the morning, 36 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. They have coffee specials at Espresso Joe. Chocolate truffle mocha, white mocha raspberry, 16 ounces of coffee for $3 through this month. Flavored teas, and of course, the Macanudo cigar is on sale. Buy three, get one free in the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts there. On our chat room is Rhonda, and we're missing Rhonda. And she says, I was going to talk about the Reading Heat football. The season starts March 17th. Jason Burris and Missy MacArthur are the owners, and they're going to be playing at Shasta College this year. I'm not sure if she means Jason Burris and Missy MacArthur are going to be playing, or the Shasta Heat. I'll just say the Shasta Heat's going to be playing.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Well, you got a big article in the paper. We talked a little bit about that.
Three-page article in there, and yeah, that's a great, you know, I think every city should have one, you know, baseball team and football team and that yes, kind of scenario, so. It's a great thing, and you know, I get to see Jason all the time. He walks up and down the corner where we are because they have the business around the corner. So, and he's a real fun guy. So, it's a great team, and it's a great thing for families to get out and support. You know, and get out there and cheer for your organization and your city team. So, let's do it. It's going to be good this summer. You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that's great. So, when does that start?
March 17th.
Okay.
Right. I was going to say, no, don't ask me that. That's Rhonda.
No, that's no. St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
It is.
That's cool.
Yep. Okay.
So go green.
Yeah. Go support your team.
Be hot in the green.
All
right. Next. All right.
The next story that I was gonna go over is called The Cowboy Way. And you may even know the story as well, because you guys seem to be in touch with just about everything. But it's on page 61, and it's a really sad story with a silver lining. It deals with cancer and this lovely woman that I know, Sheila, and she loved to ride, and she found herself with a horse named Cowboy out at the Cottonwood Creek Equestrian Ranch. And this horse is kind of like, you know, the dogs that somehow can predict seizures and that kind of thing. This horse has an extra sense. And she was not feeling well and noticed differences in the horse's behavior towards her. And she went to doctors. They said she was fine, and she just still wasn't feeling well. She felt, I guess, one day while she was riding, a pop or a snap in her back, and the horse responded. And just interestingly enough, how the horse behaved towards her. And she went to her doctor again and said something's wrong, and told the doctor that the horse was behaving strangely towards her. And so, long story short, they found kidney cancer. She had surgery and is on the other side. But even still, when she came back to ride the horse would not ride with her until the horse, I guess, could sense, smell, or whatever it is, that her body was ready to ride. So she would go to ride, and the horse would refuse to carry her. So while she was getting treatment, she met a small girl that also had cancer, I guess, and it spurred an idea for her to take her story and kind of dramatize it into a child's perspective. And it's a beautiful book about Cowboy the Magic Horse. That's the name of the book. And it tells the story of this incredible horse and how it basically saved her life and the relationship that she had from a child's perspective as a little girl. So when you see her as an adult and you see the little girl in the book, it's her as a child. And we carry this book in the store, and we encourage anybody that's interested to come in and read the story and buy it. Obviously, read the article and enjoy. It was a great Christmas item. It's a great story of triumph and, the power of relationship between human being and animal. So it's very touching. And she's an incredible woman. And when you meet her, and her books are signed in the store, so you get a signed copy when you buy it. Enjoy.
Yeah, Sheila, and she is she's amazing, and her husband Kurt,
yep.
And you
know the story.
I do, but I think it's something that when you're reading the magazine, it's nice to have another perspective or another writer's view.
It's a great
view.
Story.
It's
mm-hmm.
a wonder. I
Absolutely
do know the story.
A great story.
I've interviewed her on our on the spot with Linda Bott, which you guys cover and do a great job doing your own show on those Thursday nights as well. But it's interesting how animals, we forget that animals are creatures that can sense things.
Yeah.
And to have that animal sense that she wasn't well, and we kept nudging her at the spot.
The spot, too, yeah.
Yeah,
and I didn't specify that, but you're actually right. The horse would come to her back and with his nose push on the spot.
And did not want her to ride him.
Yeah.
And she was like, what's up with this? He just would not. It was like all of a sudden, talk about an animal being able to, every sign that they could give.
No.
As a creature.
Uh-huh.
So this is fabulous, and
hello,
that is
it's like hello, dummy.
Yeah,
I'm telling you something here.
So she's a special person, and of course the person who did the drawings.
Yes.
Yeah.
The book is illustrated beautifully.
The illustration. Thank you. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back more of what's going on with Enjoy. Carl and Linda Bott here. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee.
You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, February the 6th. Our guest tomorrow, we're going to have the Sherry Silk, who is running the convention center now, part of the Beth organization. She'll be here tomorrow to talk about the convention center, what they're doing there, the number of dates they've booked already. They've already booked something like 112, twice the number.
Superseded their obligation or what their commitment
their obligation was by double.
I know, so it's difficult because I've worked with her and she's fantastic to work with, and I really appreciate how great and professional she is because we do movies in the park there in the month of August. So when I booked this, I booked already months ago for the August Fridays, and we already could not get one of the Fridays out of August because there's another event going on. So our August showing month will be short one weekend. That's because they're so busy booking that place up.
There is. Like I said, they've doubled. Yes. They said they were going to get 62, and they've doubled that. Anyway, that's tomorrow. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Judy and Bob have been there since 1985. They do great work. You can have bandsaw blades made to order while you're there. Sharpen your saws, sharpen your knives, router bits, everything. Over at R&B Sharpening, give them a call at 530-365-1479 or stop by 6915 Eastside Road, Anderson, California. Our guest, James Masada, Enjoy Magazine, one of the driving forces behind that, and, of course, Enjoy the Store.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rhonda is still doing a great job by chatting in, and she had, right at the break, had talked about, what was it, Carl? You have the screen.
The savory... Okay, let me go back here.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I was. Let me see. I'll find it here in a second. Everybody's talking in here about how much they love the Savory Spoon Restaurant. Every Monday they have Community Day, and you pay what you can for the food. It's owned by. I'm sorry. Right. It just keeps jumping.
Okay, that's all right. So let's fill in with you, James.
Ann Weber. And her daughters.
And that is an article.
It's on Hartnell.
Hartnell, yep. That's an article we have this month in Enjoy Magazine. And it's one that it's, again, very community-driven, wonderful what they do. You can go in and, pay what you can for a meal. And it's just an awesome program. So you need to read about that as well. The story that I was going to actually jump to next is another wonderful organization and product that we actually carry in the store. We carry most of their line. It's on page 62, and it's called Ciao Bella, Mooney Farms Delicious Bella San Luci products. And we carry a wide variety. They are out of Chico, and they have, out by the airport, the most beautiful building. It's a Tuscan-style building. It's 100,000 square foot. Building, and their entrance is magnificent. They have over 200-year-old olive trees in the front, and they're the largest producer of sun-dried tomatoes, and they have been doing this for years, and it is a family-owned organization, and everybody participates. Everybody comes up with ideas. They're very entrepreneurial, very spirited people, a great organization. They do the most wonderful artichoke pasta sauce.
Ooh.
They do the most beautiful sun-dried tomato risotto, and then a plethora of sun-dried tomatoes. They're very much about supporting local farmers and local businesses. So if you ever get the opportunity to go down and actually visit their facility, I would highly suggest it. And if you just want to try the products to get a flavor of what they do and who they are, you can come down to enjoy the store and buy some of those.
Oh, wonderful. I was going to ask.
They were very popular during Christmas when people were building crates.
Now, I hope you come on Thursday night. This Thursday night, I have to be gone. I'm going to send an email out that we've had in our family. We've had this week, I don't know what it is this month, we've had several friends of the family that have passed away. So I have to go to Sacramento and take my folks to some funerals. And I would love to have you come on both Thursdays and be able to talk, highlight some of the businesses, the people around town that are doing community, if you will. I'd like to. I'm just putting you on the spot, but I hope can.
Yeah. we love doing it. And so let me talk to Rhonda for sure.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do.
You owe us one, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Hey, Rhonda, you owe us one.
So, and then real quick before we head out, the what's in store section, what's it going on and enjoy the store. This month we have the University Preparatory School students, or UPREP, that have done an art project where each student takes a small piece of a picture and produces it. And awesome cards and frameable items. So come
enjoy
down
the store. It's a great place, you know, because you have new stuff in there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We love it.
That's it.
We love the Enjoy store, of course. Give us the address again.
1475 Placer Street, Suite D. And we love being here with you guys.
Well, thank you. Well, James. And thanks, James Mazzotta, Enjoy Magazine.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down.